making this documentary on why I quit football and how football really affected me physically. So I started football in the spring of 7th grade, and I did not join the season in 8th grade. There are a lot of things that really led me to quitting football, but there are a lot of things you can also learn from football, and that's never giving up. But that also led me to a lot of physical pain, mental stress, and just, you know, everything that comes to being pushed to your limits by the coaches. I think the coaches actually knew that we were just a bunch of lazy 7th graders that really try to skip practice and cut corners, because many of us didn't show up to practice as always. Same with me. This one time I didn't come to practice for a whole week because I just wasn't feeling it. So when people actually did come to practice, the coaches try to instill the notion that never giving up and working hard will make you prosper in life, and that is facts. But pushing us to our limits probably wasn't the best, because we were still just a bunch of 7th graders, and these drills really cause a lot of physical pain and stress. Like this one time my friend Malik tore his ACL doing the Oklahoma drill. I think when the coaches started teaching me working hard, never giving up, and instilling grit and perseverance in me, it really struck a light bulb in my head, and I really wanted to be great. So I started working hard, doing more than I should have, and that really led to a lot. So one day it was also my turn to do the Oklahoma drill, and it was me, 5'8", 170-pound 7th grader, yeah. And this 200-pound, 6'1", 7th grader sitting at a line across from each other, and we were supposed to tackle each other. So when the coach blew his whistle, the first person, the last person standing actually, is the winner. And, you know, I was small, so he blew the whistle, and that kid tackled me to the floor, landed on my chest, and cracked one of my ribs. So at the end of the day, really cracking your rib isn't as bad as tearing your ACL, but you know, it really affected my daily activities after that. But till this day, I still use the notion of never giving up, and you know, working hard for what you want, and it really helps you in life. You know, strength isn't about how much you can handle before you break, it's about how much you can handle after you break. And this quote really carries a lot in my life. You know, I take it everywhere, and you know, it helps.